You are listening to Robert and Rachel Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaches. The following is the audio from a recent YouTube video. Check out Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube for the visual content to this audio. Keep soaring high.
Would you like to know how your mind can change reality? Your mind has the power to change your world. Three incredible methods that will help you change reality with the power of your mind. Hi, everyone. Robert Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And that's what this channel is all about. Your dreams, your goals. Click the bell icon. We want to help you raise your vibe when you join our tribe. Click that bell icon. And we are here for you every day, Monday through Friday. You know, we did take a little time off to go to Disneyland, but we are back and we have some good stuff to share with you on this channel. Thank you so much for subscribing and sharing it with your friends. Today we're talking about how your mind has the incredible ability to change reality. And I'm going to give you three secrets, three methods that you can use right now to change your reality. Would you like to change your reality? Would you like more money? I think you would. Would you like the lover of your life? Perhaps you would. How about a new car, dream vacation, pay off your bills? Whatever it is that you desire, your mind has the power to change reality. Look at, science has proven that when energy, pure energy, intertwines with consciousness, something spectacular happens. You tap into infinite. Did you hear the word I just used? Infinite possibilities. Infinite possibilities. That means when you take your consciousness and you intertwine it with universal energy, you have infinite possibilities. I mean, it is absolutely unbelievable what you and your mind can create. Now, I'm not just talking about your brain. I'm talking about your mind. It's unbelievable. Your imagination is the source of your reality. Oh, say that to yourself right now. My imagination is the source of my reality. It really is. And so the more you expand your imagination, the more you tie it in with infinite universal energy, well, the more you increase your possibilities to manifest literally anything you desire. Anything. High flyers, you can choose to be the product of your environment. And most people in our world we're just simply the product of our environment. Most of you know of Pavlov's dog, where he rang the bell and the dog began to salivate because the dog associated that bell with food. And that's what's happened to most of us. We've become like Pavlov's dog. We are just following the bells, so to speak, in our society. We are going through our life asleep. We're not conscious. But imagine this. You can turn off that bell and you can turn off all that bell represents that has had you a slave of just going through reality check by check, point by point, step by step, the way everybody does it. And you can do it through intention. Intention literally silenced the bell. That's the key. Your intentions have the power to literally silence the bell and give you the freedom to not become a slave like Pavlov's dog. Now, high flyers, I want you to think of a little seed for a moment, just an itsy bitsy seed. Everything in the universe springs forth from a singularity. The entire universe is the flower. It's the result of a singularity or a seed. Now, within you is this singularity, this seed. And imagine that seed, whatever seed you choose to be, whether it's a beautiful rose or whether it's a vegetable garden, whatever, or a tall tree, whatever seed you choose to be, and you have that choice. That's the intention part. Whatever seed you choose to become and grow into, that's the key of the singularity blossoming into the many. And that's why we use I am, because I am, it describes the singularity. There's no other way to describe a singularity other than the words I am, present tense. I am all things. I am unlimited potential. You see what I'm saying? This is very, very important. You have the potential to become anything you desire, to manifest anything you desire from a single seed. You are that seed. Now, the physical world is in constant ebb and flow. It's constantly changing. It's constantly moving. But here's something important, high flyers. The God force powers. Remember that energy we were talking about? The God force powers within you have the ability to change the outer world. So in other words, the world is ebbing this way. You may not like the way the world is going. The God force powers within you have the ability to move the world in a different direction. Your world is not limited to what other people say. Your world is not limited to your old beliefs. Your world is not limited to your doubts and fears. You have unlimited seed power to manifest, to blossom into anything you desire through the power of your mind. When you combine your intention along with infinite energy, or the God force powers, as I like to call it. When you combine those two, you literally evoke what the ancients called magic. Now, I know some of you are afraid of the word magic, so I'm not using it in the hocus pocus fashion or in any evil way. I'm simply saying that everything in your life you've created with your mind and has been a result of a type of magic. The ancients defined magic as the art. There's an art form to it, and the science of causing reality, your reality, to conform to your will. Your reality conforming to your will. This is what true magic is all about. Look, the world is a reflection of you. The world reflects you, and you reflect the world. Change either this mirror image or this mirror image, and everything else changes with it. Here's what happens. Most of the time, we try to change the outer world picture. We want that to change. We want to leave this one the same. And that isn't how it works. If you really want to change that outer world picture, and you want to do it quickly, and you want it to manifest in an incredible way, like a seed turning into a mighty oak tree, if you want to see change, you've got to manifest it here. And then it reflects it differently out here. Okay? So the Emerald Tablet described it as above, so below, as within, so without. But if you'll just think of it as a mirror, And if you just pause for a moment and say, what am I feeling? What am I thinking? What am I believing? Ask yourself that question, because that's what you're attracting. That's what you are reflecting into the outer world, and that's what's coming back to you. So high flyers, we get caught up in this mirror image. We get caught up in our old beliefs. We get caught up in the Pavlov dog of the bell ringing and all of this. And we're just like this. And scientists tell us that we have 60,000 to 70,000 thoughts a day. And most of them are the same damn thoughts we thought yesterday and the day before. And we never change. We never take the time to break state. But when you get out of your old habits, where can you start your habits at? You can start them in the morning. What are your morning routines? Perhaps look at that. What are your evening routines before you go to bed? Look at those habits. By breaking state, that's a term that they use in neuro-linguistic programming, you get out of the loop. That loop, you know, you ever seen one of those hamsters on the little wheel? You know what I'm talking about? One of those guys? That's where you're at. Get off the wheel. Break the loop. Change the habits. Think new thoughts. I don't care how crazy they are. Think new thoughts. Do something you have never done before. Fine. It doesn't make any difference what it is. When you do something that you have never done before, you create what they call neuroplasticity with your brain, and you start to think differently. You start to open up to new paradigms, to new thoughts, to new wonders, to new magic, to new possibilities. Do something you have never done before. And I will say this. If you can add a little bit of risk to it, you'll notice that successful people are generally risk takers. Add a little bit of risk to it. Do something that's outside of your comfort zone. It's so important to break away from the old habits, the old routines. I understand routine and habit is important for success, but so is breaking out of it. That's equally important. And that's the first thing you want to do if you really want your mind to aid you in attracting whatever you desire. Challenge your limiting beliefs. Number two, and I forget the movie. I think it's a mad world. I'm not certain, but there's a scene in the movie where the guy goes out on his balcony and he says, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not taking it anymore. I want you to say that to yourself. I want you to say that to your limiting beliefs. The next time you say, I can't do this, this will never happen, this will never change, it's always been this way, change your limiting beliefs. Say to yourself, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not taking it anymore. I'm not being a slave of these limiting beliefs. Rather, I'm going to ask questions like, what if? Is it possible? Is it possible? Could it be? Could it be that I've been looking at things in the wrong way? Maybe there's a new way of looking at things. Is it possible that I might try something new? What if I do make $1 million? What if I do have an incredible marriage? What if I do save my relationship? What if I do get that part in the movie that I'm auditioning for? What if? You see, limiting beliefs are just that. They're there to protect you. But you don't need protection from everything. You need protection from saber-toothed tigers that are chasing you. You need protection from standing on railroad tracks when trains are coming. But most of the time, you don't need protection. These are false protections that your brain has put up so that you don't get hurt. Don't risk anything. Don't try anything new. Just stay right where you're at. At least you'll be okay. You won't be happy, but you'll be okay. Secret number three is schedule time every day. Every day, whether it's bedtime or morning, afternoon, but schedule it. Don't just say, I'm going to do it. Schedule it. Dream. a new reality. Dream a new life. Dream a new home. Dream a better relationship. Dream a new car. Dream better health. Take time every single day. I prefer as you fall asleep at night, but any time is a good time, as long as you schedule it. This will help you rewire your brain. And it's not something you can do for a day or two. It's something that you commit to doing for the rest of your life. Dreaming a better life, a better future for yourself, for those you love, your community, and your world. You have that power to rewire your brain and to expand your potential because you have unlimited possibilities. Oh, yeah, you do. Have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.